Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So there's a material used to treat fencing posts, which is being banned by the European Union from the end of next month after it was found to be carcinogenic. Creosote has been used for decades to coat the timber stakes used by farmers to secure their land. It will soon, though, become a thing of the past. From the 30th of April, only railway sleepers or utility poles treated with the chemical will be permitted for use. I'm joined on the line now by James Gagan, who's an agricultural contractor and importer of fencing material. Also Michael Fitzmaurice, independent TD for Roscommon Galway, who both say that farmers are concerned because at present no alternative is available. Now, James, you're very welcome.
Morning, Claire.
I'm conscious that people outside the farming community mightn't be familiar with this. I can almost smell it now as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Yeah, very distinctive smell.
It certainly is. Will you explain what it is, what it does and why it's important, firstly?
Yeah, well, creosote is an oil-based tar oil mixture which is used to preserve timber, and it gives about up to a 40-50 year lifespan on timber. As we know with our telephone poles and ESP poles, they all last 40-50 years. So farm fencing done with the same treatment has the same lifespan. And unfortunately, it's been banned by the EU on the basis that it is carcinogenic and also bad for the environment. But the problem is, like, the treatment plants who treat creosote timber in the last 10 years would have upped their game, and they now use very little creosote in the product to actually vacuum pressure it back out. So the safety element would be solved. Like, I handle creosote timber, obviously, with gloves, but I don't have any issues or I don't have any fear of it being carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. And like, when it's out in the field, it's there for life and it's finished.
And years ago, James, farmers would paint it on themselves, wouldn't they?
They would have, yeah, and they would have got covered in it anyway. You'd have a nice smell off you, off it, but like, that day is gone. Actually, it's been banned from sale now for being sold in liquid form. But the treatment companies now have such a good way of doing it that there is absolutely no leakage out of the timber anymore, and there's no splash off when you're working with it. So the risks, the health risks are actually gone from it, and it's still, they've kept the lifespan and got rid of the risks. So, like, it's a European ban.
I suppose the EU don't agree that the health risks are gone, because they've made this decision and all of the countries in the EU have voted for it. But it's really important here, and it's really important in the UK, because it's sort of weatherproof. It protects from the damp conditions that I suppose we would experience more so than a lot of other countries.
That's correct, Claire. We would be the biggest user of creosote in the EU because of our climate and our damp weather. Like, it's very easy for the Spanish or French to ban creosote, but they never used it, so it's not an issue for them. So we are the ones that had the biggest loss from this. And like, as I said, the problems with the dangers of it have been solved, so we'll have to look for an appeal and look for derogation to stay using it, because at the minute we have no alternative. And there is an alternative coming, but it's about 2 years away, which is safe to use, which has a 30-40 year lifespan. It's not even licensed to be used in Ireland yet.
Okay, so there's a bit of a gap.
It can't be used here.
There's a gap, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I want to bring in Michael Fitzmaurice now, as I said, is with us, independent TD for Roscommon Galway. Michael, good morning. I know you've been questioning the government about this. Are you looking for a derogation, an extension?
Yeah, first of all, Claire, I think it needs to be made clear that we're not opposed to the new things coming in, the industry, or indeed farmers. We are... you know, you cannot just turn off one tap and bring on another. As James has pointed out, in the rest of Europe, it's a totally different farming system. The UK and Ireland is very dependent on it. And the one thing that's happening at the moment, and I think that this is where the crash is beginning to be seen, we have a new environmental scheme, which is very welcome for farmers. There are 46,000 farmers going into it. This new environmental scheme will have riparian zones and different things in it for water quality and indeed for biodiversity and flora and fauna and all of that. And we had the last one starting in 2015, which was called LOS. There was a rollover for 2 years. We are starting the new one now in 2023, which is welcome for all farmers. But there'll be probably 12 to 15 million stakes needed between now and the end of May, because those farmers have to carry out the things that they were to do to comply with this new scheme.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, at the moment, there's a 7-year derogation now for the ESB poles, and There's also a derogation for, say, the telecommunications sector. The one thing we need to do is, you know, there's questions as well, Claire, that you have to do your NSAI standards. The Department of Agriculture hasn't given the go-ahead as yet to this. We don't know whether they'll waiver it or not. And at the moment, there's a vacuum that needs to be filled. And in my opinion, for at least the next 10 to 12 months, because what we must understand as well, there are companies here in Ireland that have are laying off people, unfortunately. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't stakes out there, so let's be clear on this.
Important to say, isn't it? Because when you say 12 to 15 million stakes will be needed in the short to medium term, if there are creosote stakes out there, they can still be used, can't they?
No, well, the creosote stakes are basically nearly all gone because there was a panic buying, to be quite frank about it. There are other types of stakes, but just to... And they do what they say on the tin.
Look, if a farmer has them or if a contractor has them, you don't have to get rid of them on the 30th of April. You can go ahead
correct,
and use them.
Correct. But the problem is that the people that are going into the new environmental scheme hasn't bought their stakes yet because, unfortunately, it's only in the last week that they got their letters that they are actually being included in the scheme. On top of that, there are stakes there, but the problem, you know, if we're talking about the environment and we're talking about doing things right, they don't last the length that the creosote or this new system is allegedly supposed to last. And, you know, when you look at stakes, it's actually not the stake that's costing the big money. It's actually the person, the contractor that puts up the stakes for you on the different farms. And what happens is that these stakes last 40 years, to put it in simple context. You could buy stakes that might last between 5 and 10 years. So you're using between 8 and, or 5 and 8 times the timber, and you're bringing contractors back more, which farmers basically can't afford. And what we are saying is that for the next 10 to 12 months, to give companies both in Europe and companies in Ireland the opportunity to get the NSI standards right, to basically get the machinery in place to be able to treat these stakes with the new system that's supposed to come into place, that we would get a derogation for that length of time. Let's be clear.
Okay,
It's not farmers saying that we're totally against this.
Okay, I understand that. You just want an extension of the derogation. James, do you think that would give you enough time?
Well, there seems to be the biggest company in Ireland is PDM, who do the creosote, and they're saying that it could take them 2 years to be up and running. They have to build a new plant for the system. They haven't even got the license yet. Then they have to look for planning permission. So by the time you look for planning permission and get EPA reports done and get the safety element all in place, there's going to be no production within 2 years in Ireland.
So you think that 10 to 12 months just isn't going to be long enough? There is still going to be a shortfall?
It's better than 3 weeks. Like, I'm getting the amount of phone calls I'm getting at the moment, and since this really hit the headlines in the last week, like my phone's gone up. I'm taking in 100 calls a day there at the minute, where men are just panicking, and they know now they can't get the product. They know now they can't do the fencing. They're all after getting their layers going into acre scheme, and if they get an inspection in July or August this year, they don't have the fencing done. Are they going to get penalised? So it's so serious. Like, you have to do permanent fencing now to make your wildlife area stock-proof when you go into the acre scheme. And like, there's farmers basically fencing off 5, 8, 10 acre areas to rewild. And we're all being told to rewild now and get back to doing good for the environment.
But James,
if
you fence those fields with untreated stakes, that would still qualify them, wouldn't it? Because they've still protected their boundary.
It probably would. But there isn't supply enough on the market for that, to meet the market, because we don't have the production in Ireland levels to cater for that.
Just regular stakes, untreated stakes.
Even untreated stakes. In the last 10 or 12 years, the big swing was away from untreated to treated stakes, and farmers are not going back to untreated. Now, I suppose the companies who would be supplying the stakes don't have the capacity. Like, the amount of stakes imported, that we import creosote stakes, is millions and millions every year.
Right.
And the capacity is not on the market to fill that gap. Because we have actually searched Europe in the last 3 weeks. We have searched for tannelized stakes. we basically have searched for any type of product that can fill the gap. One of the importers was in Finland for the last week. He came back with no stakes. Like, we are searching Europe for a product to replace
and
the
you can't get it.
And we can't find a product.
And when it comes to, James, the equine industry has a particular problem here, hasn't it? Because the untreated stakes are a bit of a snack for the horses.
Yeah, well, I actually have ponies here, and we put up a couple of rails last year just to test out tantalised timber. And 9 months later, the rails have been eaten, almost eaten through. Mm-hmm. So, you can't put up tantalised timber for horses.
And they don't eat the creosote treated
stakes. No, they don't eat the creosote,
Understandably, probably.
And this year, the Minister has brought out a new TAMS grant for equine fencing. So this is the first time ever we've had a grant in Ireland for equine fencing for four-bar post rail on horse farms and pony farms. And now we have no product to do the fencing with.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. So unless we get a derogation on creosote, the whole TAMS grant scheme and the whole acre scheme is in a total mess.
Michael, can I just ask you what response you've had from the government on your calls for this derogation to be extended?
First of all, we have last week we brought James and indeed a lot from the industry and the farmer organisations into the Agricultural Committee, which Jackie Cahill chairs. We are writing to the Department of Agriculture, but there's two departments involved in this, obviously Climate Action and the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture, we're writing to ask them, will they extend or get the derogation on this?
Any indication?
There's no indication as yet,
okay,
to be quite frank
about it. Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens. But thank you both, James Gagan and Michael Fitzmaurice, for joining us.